On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. It's a nice Wednesday, a little sun.
Mm-hmm.
A little more sun than yesterday?
Yes. Or Monday?
Monday eclipse day.
Yes. Oh, that was so frustrating.
That's cracking up.
We've got some little eclipse glasses here in the studio. I think they're brand new, never used.
Yes, the Monday eclipse that none of us saw. Well, okay, I will say CNN had a really good production of it. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did not see
But they had this live stream thing going on where it was a 360-degree camera sponsored by Volvo. So they always had this. It was very well scripted, but it was live. It was good. So they drive up in the Volvo, and there's a 360-degree camera that you could control.
Oh, fun.
And then on one aspect of that 360-degree view, there was the screenshot that zoomed in on the eclipse.
Okay.
And then you could watch them have their conversation with whatever, you know, meteorologist or whatever astrophysicist or whatever astronaut, because they had these folks lined up every 10 minutes or so in different cities across the country.
Wow, cool.
So you got to see it over and over and over.
Oh, that's
which was
neat.
Really cool. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And so I guess here you had to go up to Hoplin. So my mother
get out of town.
So my mother and father-in-law went up to Hoplin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they wore their welding masks.
Adorable. Do you have any pictures? That's so
cute. I really
cute.
Wish I did, but they don't really do selfies. So it was something to, I'm sure, to be seen.
Welding masks for an eclipse. I love that.
Yeah. So I guess there's another one coming in, 7 years? We'll just have to hope for better weather.
There you go.
Hey, folks, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing and not sure if you qualify? Give the folks at Bay Equity Home Loans a call to help you explore your options. Sit down, figure out what your needs are, figure out what's available to you. Give us a call at 707-583-8100. And when you call that number, it's not to the radio station.
Nope.
That's to Bay Equity Home Loans. Mm-hmm. Local lender extraordinaire. Hey, we have a guest on the line today. Mm-hmm. Friend of the show. Love having her on. Trish McCall, head of the McCall team of Keller Williams. Hey, Trish.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm always excited to be on your show.
Oh, we love when you're on our show because you're one of the top realtors in the area and with Keller Williams, and you run a great team. I think that's one of the approaches. Tell us about your team there at McCall, the McCall team at Keller Williams.
You know what's really fun about running a team is that not just everybody can do all of the work. So when you get to hire us as a real estate team, you get all the benefits of a team for the same price that it costs you to get either a part-time realtor or just a plain old realtor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really powerful position to be in because we can provide such excellent service.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a transaction coordinator that works with just our transactions. I have a listing coordinator who makes sure that you're up to date on everything that's happening in your transaction at all times. I have buyer specialists who are out searching the properties all day long to make sure that any of our buyers are getting the best property value for what's available on the market. And then I have, you know, both Tim and I who are just top-notch real estate agents who oversee and manage the whole team. So it's a pretty awesome experience.
It is an awesome experience. And I've done transactions with you where the buyers and sellers both just really leave going, wow, that worked out really well. It's a team approach is the best.
The wow experience. Yes, the wow experience is what we're looking for. So I'm glad you said that.
Well, you know, it's been an interesting summer. I would say probably one of the quietest summers in our industry in quite a long time, hasn't it?
Well, you know what? August, it's been a late summer, I guess is the best way I can describe it, because while we've still sold a fair number of properties throughout the summer, it seems like it's just opening up in the month of August. We've actually closed 13 transactions in the month of August.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing people getting into homes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good. And there's definitely a change in the demographic of buyers and sellers. It's something I talked about last week on the show, which is sort of this gridlock. And I wanted to get your take on it. You know, I've noticed a lot of folks are coming in with more cash, money from out of the area, especially a lot of folks from the peninsula and Silicon Valley. Are you seeing a trend of outside people, folks from outside the area moving in, buying second homes and buying the future retirement homes?
I'm really glad you brought that up. Actually, we're seeing a lot of that, and it's for a variety of reasons. One, we are seeing the downsizing market coming in where a lot of people are selling their larger homes, coming down. And then we're such a bargain compared to the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. We're amazing pricing.
Yeah.
So people from the peninsula can just look at what they can buy in Sonoma County, and it's incredible.
Yeah. And when you know, it's and you got wine mm-hmm. up here, and you got a lot of tourist attraction, and you have a lot of fun up here. And that's just driving mm-hmm. more and more people up here, because it's not as fun down there in Cement City down there. And people can drive around, and their commute up here is like, oh, I can look at vineyards all the time, or you know, whatever. It's a completely different environment up here. You know, my family actually moved up here in 1987 after winning a contest. I was in school, and they won a contest for how many cookies we sold, and they won a vacation trip to Sonoma County.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was awesome. And and so we all came up here, and then they literally, my father gave notice the next week and put in for a transfer to Santa Rosa.
Oh my gosh.
Because of how awesome it was. Yeah. And they, you know, at the time, my mom had worked at Stanford's Linear Accelerator, so she worked in that, she was in that commute, and she was mm-hmm. in that early days of Silicon Valley, really. And so it started for my family from San Jose, the irony of it. Now today we're seeing the same kind of trend.
We're also seeing a lot of people moving here because of the hospitals, because of the technology industry. We're seeing some different people that are moving here from just not necessarily just the Bay Area, but even from out of the country.
So how do people that live here get in to buy a house? What strategies do they employy?
They call you and they call me.
The winning team, right? They do. They got to get pre-approved.
First, yeah, you first and then me.
Well,
call me first, I send them to you.
Yeah, well, one of the things I'm going to talk to them about is how to save up enough money. You know, we've got a thing on our Facebook page. I want to direct people to it. Go to facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. And my marketing specialist, Deborah Kablilafar, put up this really great narrative on how you can save money by cutting out your Starbucks, or you know, by just making some adjustments to your lifestyle.
Sure.
But having a down payment's a big part of it, right? And you got to start by figuring out what your budget is, and that's what I do. But then I'm going to send you over to Trish McCall, and she's going to say, hey, I've got these really great listings, like the one over on Los Alamos Road for $469, which is affordable.
Wow.
But you got to work with a realtor like Trish, because she's in the know, and she has those transactions, I'm sorry, those listings always happening and available. So Trish, tell our listeners about this one on Los Alamos Road.
This is a great property, 244 Los Alamos Road. That's in just a darling complex where they have two pools, they have garages, they have yards. They have, it's a two-story, and the thing that's so great about it is this is an end unit. So it has three bedrooms, two and a half baths, and it's a beautiful property.
Yeah.
So it's 1584 square feet, which is amazing. All the bedrooms are upstairs, but they all have cathedral ceilings. They have views. It's a really private setting, but what's so great is that you have that garage on top of it. So you have parking available to you, and so your friends can come over, and yet you feel like you're in a house.
And it's not a condominium. It's a townhome, right?
It is a condominium.
Okay.
This one is.
So normally it's deceiving. Yeah, it looks like your traditional townhome.
It looks just like a PUD, but this particular complex. Now, I know that they're trying to get some of these complexes changed over into so that it could be, you know, you can
get FHA. Yeah, you can get an FHA loan financing on it. But but when it's a condo, Trish, you know, we have this program. It's 3% down. It's a Fannie Mae conventional program. So with just 3% down.
This program.
Yeah.
So you're huge. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So you get in with about down payments like $13,000 on something like this. Plus you got your closing cost money, but you can afford this. And I bet it's cheaper. I really do. I bet it's cheaper to buy a home in this price range than it is to rent a home in Santa Rosa at this price range.
Absolutely. And the thing that's so great about this one, if you can do that 3% down, but you know how you were just saying, George, about how if people cut out Starbucks or they did something for their budget, it wouldn't take that long to get that $13,000.
It doesn't. In fact, again, I want to direct people to our Facebook page because there's a great narrative written there by Deborah, and she talks about how you can do it. And again, it's facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. But what she said is, If you just, you know, you spend $4 to $5 here and there, it really does add up. But you look at it like, how much do you spend on lunch every day? Is it $15 a day on lunch times five? And that just adds up to $75 a week times 52 weeks. It just keeps adding up and adding up. And it doesn't take more than a year or two to save up the 3%. It's pretty amazing.
I have amazing clients that have done just that. And they have just taken their time. They've set their goal. We've set aside how much they need to do. And just like you said, George, you can come to us no matter where you are in the process. Like if you're just thinking maybe I mean, rents are so high that you're right. They could actually afford to live and buy their own place and not have to pay somebody else's mortgage.
Right. And then you get a nice tax deduction. Folks, you need a tax deduction, right? Because taxes are high. They're amongst, you know, the highest they've ever been. And here we are, you know, folks are stuck renting because they feel like they can't afford to get into a house. You just have to have an alteration to your plan. You have to have a plan, and then you have to make adjustments to your lifestyle. And that really does start. You give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans at 583-8100. Again, 583-8100. And our loan officers are trained on how to advise folks to get ready to save. And then, you know, when you're ready to get into the housing market, you call a really strong real estate agent. She must have got another call.
Yep.
You call a great real estate agent, a great team, to go out and represent your interests. Because the fact is, in Sonoma County, there's a ton of real estate agents.
Right.
But there's only a handful that I think are really, really, really good at what they do. There's a lot of folks that kind of struggle their way through it. And when you work with someone like Trish McCall and the McCall team, you're going to get not just Trish's expertise, but you get the expertise of everybody else. And it's not, this is not like an advertisement. I bring this type of expertise on the air so listeners can really hear the difference between the realtors that kind of fumble their way through a transaction and working with someone with poise and experience and the support that you need. You have to work with that type of talented team. One of the other listings that Trish was going to tell us about, because we lost her, is this one over on 1501 Spencer Ave. And I wanted her to give us this type of listing because
she might be back. Let me see if I can get her. Okay. Yeah. Trish, are you there?
I am.
No, she's back. So I was just talking about 1501 Spencer Avenue, and I like that Trish brought this one to us. And we just have about 30 seconds, Trish. But can you give us the real quick view of this one and why this is such a special listing?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, this area is fantastic. This is in the historic McDonald area. Yep. And this is – it's showing on the tax records as a 8-bedroom, 3-bathroom. This was a family who had 5 sons, so they built a dormitory on top of their garage area. It was all done with permits. And then what they did was now, since all the kids have grown and gone, they have since made it into a 2-bedroom a granny unit with a kitchen and a bathroom and a living room. And it's beautiful. And it's in one of the best areas of town.
Yeah, it is.
So this is one of those great buys because it has 3 bedrooms on the main floor, beautiful hardwood, fantastic location, and the yard is spectacular.
Awesome. Well done in 30 seconds. Well, we got to run to commercial break, folks. I want to thank Trish McCall with Keller Williams. She, of course, is available to you. Give her a call. Trish, what's your number?
707-636-4215.
636-4215. Trish McCall, Keller Williams, thank you so much. We're going to have you back soon.
Sounds good.
All right, folks, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk KSRO 103.5 94.5.
Hey, Sonoma County, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans and host of On Air with George Adair on KSRO. Over the last few years, did you purchase a home with FHA financing or some other mortgage insurance financing? If so, I've got an idea for you that may help you save hundreds every month. Over the past couple of years, average home values have increased dramatically. So call Bay Equity Home Loans at 583-8100 and see if you qualify for a new loan to get rid of your mortgage insurance. Call 583-8100 and we'll complete a free and no obligation home valuation. If you have the right equity and you can qualify, we'll show you how to get rid of your mortgage insurance forever. So call Bay Equity at 583-8100 or online at bayequityloans.com. And remember to tune in to On Air with George Adair every Wednesday at 12 o'clock.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, we're back. Thanks for joining us. We're going to talk about credit here in just a minute. Also, have I ever mentioned that, you know, you can use a 401k as a source for your down payment funds?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's in most 401ks have this specific area where you can draw on it, and even sometimes you pay yourself an interest rate back for your down payment. Totally allowable. Let's talk about credit.
Mm-hmm.
the three C's of mortgage lending, and one of them being, of course, credit. And the next week we'll talk about the other couple of the other C's. So you've got credit as the primary driver of character. It shows the lender that you pay your bills on time, that you manage your money well, because it's not just about paying your bills on time. For example, you could have five credit cards, no late payments reported, but they're maxed out,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's budgetary concerns there. And there's these pretty complex formulas that are used to establish the FICO. And actually, there's 53 scoring models for FICO. So if you go get an auto loan and they run a 720 FICO score, not necessarily going to be the same score we run as a mortgage lender or a credit card company runs. There are different models out there. And you want to remember that there's three scores, and they're put out by TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. So what do you do with your credit every year? You should be going and checking it. It's become, I think, pretty good to become a member of like a Credit Karma, or a lot of the credit card companies offer free credit monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
Really good to do, especially with all the fraud that's happened and all the identity theft that is pervasive out there, to have some sort of credit monitoring access. Again, it's free through these services.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think fondly of Credit Karma, so do it. But if you don't want to go with that and you want to go with an actual direct, unbiased, non-consumer, like salesy type mm-hmm. of website, you can go to annualcreditreport.com. And that is a federally sponsored website where you can go run your credit. They will not give you a score unless you pay for it. But you can run all three bureaus and see what's going on in your credit report. Do it. Do it today. Again, go to annualcreditreport.com. Because Congress passed a law several years back entitling every U.S. citizen to one free credit report a year
right.
without affecting their FICO score. That's great. You get to pull it, see what's going on. What you want to look for is several different areas. Credit utilization is one of the biggest areas. And what I mean by that is you need to have enough credit accounts to show that you can be a responsible borrower. But then you want to have the limit and the balance ratio within a range of no more than 50%. So if you had a card that had a $10,000 limit, the balance should not be over $5,000. Yes, it can be, of course. You're allowed to. But that's a sweet spot that I've found in my experience to start working towards a better FICO score. It only gets better as you drop it down further and further. So if you can get a balance under 10% of the limit, again, $10,000 card, maybe a $1,000 balance,
mm-hmm.
that's the best utilization of your credit. And if you can do that over all of your cards, then your credit score will go up. Now, here's something you want to realize, folks. Your credit score is a living, breathing type of thing, right? It's got its own algorithm
mm-hmm.
behind it. But most creditors only report to the bureaus once a month. Most creditors report to the bureaus at the time the statement is generated. So if you think, hey, I pay my credit card down every month to zero, I have excellent credit. No, not true. You do not have as good of a credit score as you could if you're waiting for your statement to come out and then you pay your bill. Case in point, you have that $10,000 credit card limit. You go on a trip, you buy some gifts. We're just coming out of the holiday season. People have been buying gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And you owed $8,000 and you pay it all off, or you pay a good chunk of it off. They reported the $8,000 if you waited until the statement came out. So you get your Chase credit card statement, you go and pay your $8,000, you think you're good. You're not good because they're not going to re-report the balance until the next statement comes out. So you just showed 80% credit utilization. Blowing people's minds right now. Wow, pay my bills on time. There's no way you're right, George. I'm totally right. I'm totally right because this is what I do. I watch people's credit scores go up and down, huge swings. But they don't tell you that, right? So they report, probably just as part of their business model, they report once a month to the bureaus. So be ahead of the reporting. Pay ahead. Set up an auto payment a few days before and go in and just manage your credit differently. Don't presume that if your credit statement comes out, credit card statement comes out, and you pay your bill, that you've just done the best thing you can do for your credit score. It's not the case.
Also, don't pay it down to zero. You actually want to have a very small balance on your credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
It shows on the FICO scoring, in my experience, a better result to have a small balance on a card than to never use a card.
That's the utilization of
the
credit.
The utilization. Because you have to, you're showing that you have some sort of discipline with that card. You know, if you're like, I got credit cards coming out the yin-yang. I'm going to do whatever I want with them. I'm going to go spend them and be crazy and just pay my bill every month, my minimum payment. That's not good credit utilization. That's surviving. If you just pay your minimum payment, most credit card companies will tell you how long it takes to actually pay it off, and it's years and years and years. So here's another tip. Let's say you have a credit card with like a $2,500 balance. It's been that way for years. You're very comfortable. You charge it up, max it out, pay it off. Charge it up, max it out, pay it off. Okay, well, you're not doing your FICO score really any service by having that type of a high balance ratio.
Mm-hmm.
Call them up. Ask for a credit line increase. Don't change your behavior necessarily, except ask for a credit line. They might give you $5,000. Now, you're used to charging up $2,000, $2,500 a month. Because you're going to stay under 50% because you have a $5,000 limit. It's about the balance to limit ratio. Mm-hmm. That's what we're focused on. So you can also do balance transfers. You could go open a new card and go put a bunch of money on the new card and take it away from other cards and you know evenly spread it out. You could also run into one real big area of trouble. Folks, this is real important. Don't fall for the department store card. You go into a big department store card, what do they always want? What do they push you?
Yep, sign up.
Sign up. You get 20% off.
Yeah.
Well, they're charging you 28% interest. So if you don't pay that off in 1 year, or actually within 9 months, your 20% didn't get you anywhere.
Right.
So don't do department store cards. They're not good. For the first 12 months of having a department store card, your credit score is smashed.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've seen it happen. 50 points, blown, boom. And that's like tire cards, mm-hmm. like tire shops that sell your retail card, department stores, big box stores.
Hmm. What about Costco? Is that bad?
Costco actually is a regular credit card.
Oh, is it really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a regular credit card. Huh. So that's when you, I think, and that's because they just use, now they switched to, didn't they switch to Visa?
Yeah, I think
they
so.
They did. They just switched
mm-hmm.
to Visa.
Yeah.
But other than that, almost, you know, mattress store cards, any sort of special financing that you get that involves a product or service,
mm-hmm.
and it's not like a card that you just got in the mail, going to hurt your credit score for 12 months. So if you did that in the last, say, 5 or 6 months, and you can pay it off and close the account, watch your credit score rise.
Those are the only accounts, though, that you recommend closing, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Once you've had the account for 12 months,
mm-hmm.
keep
Okay.
As long as you pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
High interest credit cards, pay them off every month. Not doing yourself any favors. You know, it's just you get trapped. So, you know, this is part of the credit counseling we do where we got to look at everyone's situation on a case-by-case basis.
Right.
Hey, maybe your spouse has great credit and you have no credit. I see that one a lot lately. A lot of folks made it through the downturn where one spouse took a big hit and the other one didn't, just strategically.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're out of that period of time and things are good. You want to know what to do with that? Go get some new credit by adding your spouse to your credit card, or vice versa. Get your spouse's credit to increase by adding them to your credit card. So if you have a Chase card or Citibank or whatever and your spouse is not on it and they're lacking credit, add them. Within a couple of months, you'll see scores start to go up.
Hmm.
So those are the tips and tricks that we do. I also want to caution people to say, be careful about credit repair. There are some good people out there. I have recommended clients to credit repair. You shouldn't be spending more than a couple hundred bucks on it. All the credit repair companies are really going to do is the same thing that you can do as a consumer. They're going to go to the bureaus, write letters. A lot of them won't even run your credit. They need you to provide them with a credit report. Yeah,
really?
Right, yeah. I'm going to repair your credit.
Wow,
I just kind of need
so
you to bring me a
the
copy
work.
Of it first. Folks, or you could just come to Bay Equity Home Loans.
Right.
In preparation for your pre-approval, we will review your credit with you. A lot of people have never seen their credit report, and I love sharing it with them.
Wow.
Like, oh, yeah. It's funny when you get a husband and wife. I had two on the phone yesterday. They're on speakerphone. hey, whose credit score is better? And he's like, ah, I got you. And then I'm like, yeah, actually, she got you on the high score. You just got her on the mid score. And, you know, they don't really, they've never looked at their credit before to see what it's like.
Right.
So it's part of what we do. And I really enjoy doing it. Folks, I work at a company called Bay Equity Home Loans. And what you get is local customer service, a credit review, a great reputable company to work with to get your offer accepted. We do true pre-approvals, and we issue a certificate. The realtors, when you're going to make an offer, they love seeing Bay Equity pre-approvals. So keep that in mind. Give us a call at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back next Wednesday. Until then, see ya.